We've witnessed proposals and counter proposals between Israel and the Palestinians going back and forth all week. Today, Haaretz newspaper is reporting that the Palestinian president is threatening to resign. All of this is the kind of bargaining that probably should be taking place face-to-face. So why, in your view, isn't it?
Because the Palestinians have placed preconditions on the negotiations. Our position, and it's also the position of the Obama administration, that there should be no preconditions to direct talks, and that we should proceed immediately to dealing with all the core issues in the conflict, that being Jerusalem borders, security, the refugee issues. And we hope we can do this shortly. Mr. Abbas, the Palestinian president, is quite frequently threatened to resign. We hope that he doesn't. We hope he comes and joins us.
Two pieces of legislation were up for consideration in Israel this week. The first one proposing an amendment to the law that would require new citizens to recognize Israel as a Jewish and democratic state. And this ties in with calls for Palestinians to recognize Israel not just as a state, which it says it already did, but a Jewish state. Is the word Jewish here being used religiously, nationalistically? What's being asked?
It's no, it is not religiously, Cecily. Israel is not a theocracy. Israel is a nation state. Most of the states in the world are nation states. Israel's one of them. And like many states, nation states in the world, Israel has a law of return. Germany has one. Bulgaria has one. For members of the nations living abroad who want to come home. Every state establishes its criteria for citizenship. In this country, if you want to be nationalized, you have to take a loyalty oath. So there's nothing unusual about that either. Israel defines itself as a Jewish and democratic state, and therefore asking people who want to be nationalized to come into that state, they should take an oath to that state in the same way that those wanting to become American citizens take such an oath.
Now, the Israeli prime minister said he would consider extending the settlement freeze this week if the Palestinians would recognize Israel as a Jewish state. The Palestinians have said absolutely not, that in 1993 they recognized Israel as a state and that's enough. What's your comment there?
Well, Iran recognizes Israel as a state as well. It's not enough. We recognize the Palestinians as a people, as an indigenous people who have an inalienable right to self-determination in the lands they regard as their homeland. We merely want them to do the same toward us. We want them to recognize the Jews as a people that have a 3,000-year-long history with this particular land and are deserving of an unassailable right to self-government. We do this not just because it makes us feel good. We do this because we understand that this is the only way to end the conflict, that only if there's mutual and reciprocal recognition will there be an end of claims for the Palestinians, and there'll actually be a permanent and legitimate peace. When the Prime Minister urges the Palestinians to recognize us as the Jewish state, he's doing this not as a tactical maneuver, he's doing it because he understands that this is the very building block of the peace process. And again, we hope that the Palestinians understand our need for this, and that they'll agree to it so that we can really have this type of permanent and lasting peace.
Would being accepted as a Jewish state preclude people from other faiths, nationalities, from living in
the
future
population? 20% of Israel's population is not Jewish, and they are full citizens with full democratic rights. And a person who was not Jewish and wanted to move to the state of Israel would have to recognize that this is the Jewish nation state and it's democratic.
Mm-hmm.
That is the same case of someone moving to another nation state who doesn't belong to that nation but wanting to reside in that state would take an oath of allegiance to that particular state as that nation state.
Another bill was introduced this week that would require a national referendum to be held before Israel could relinquish occupied East Jerusalem or the mm-hmm. Golan Heights. Combined with the other bill, is this more than coincidence that these two bills are being considered at this juncture?
I think that Israelis are very skeptical about this peace process. For 10 years now, we have been under almost relentless terrorist attacks, missile attacks from Hezbollah and Hamas. We've withdrawn from territory in Lebanon and Gaza in the hope of generating conditions that were conducive to peace, and we didn't get peace. We got more rockets. We made two offers of Palestinian statehood to Palestinian leaders, and those Palestinian leaders turned down those offers. So Israelis, I think, rather justifiably, are skeptical about this process, and they need to be reassured. And for the one way that the Palestinians could reassure us is by recognizing Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people, which would be the Palestinians' way of saying to us that the Jewish people are indigenous, they are rooted in the land, and they deserve a state that's going to be permanent. That's one way. Another way is assuring Israelis that any government, not just this government, will not make a decision without on issues that are vitally important to Israel's security, but also vitally important to Israel's identity, because we'll be asking to give up lands that have been part of our heritage for 3,000 years, that no government will do this without first consulting the will of the people. So many people in Israel feel very strongly about this. Both of these laws are under discussion. They, in many ways, are far from actually becoming law, but I think they're both reflective of a certain mood in the country.
Israel has opened up bidding for the construction of, what, more than 230 homes in East Jerusalem. Of course, there's a lot of time in between opening things up for a bid and actually pounding the first nail. But are you concerned that this decision will further complicate efforts to get back to the table?
Well, they shouldn't. This is not a change in policy on the state of Israel. This is Israeli policy going back to 1967. We reached a peace with Egypt with a very similar policy, with Jordan with this policy. We negotiated with the Palestinians for 17 years with this policy. The current government has shown immense restraint in building in Jerusalem. But Israeli policy has remained unchanged for 43 years, and that is that every Jew and every Arab, by the way, has a right to build anywhere in the city, just as any American has a right to build anywhere in an American city. You can't start segregating different parts of a city by ethnicity and by religion. These are tenders that will be built in perhaps as much as 2 years from now, and our great hope is by 2 years from now this peace treaty will have already been signed by a year, and we'll well be into the process of implementing it, and it should not interfere.
The Arabs have indicated that they may, backing up, the Palestinians say they absolutely will not recognize Israel as a Jewish state. And the Arab League is saying that it may go to the UN and ask it to recognize a Palestinian state. Is this a concern for Israel?
Well, I don't think it's going to help anybody. It's not going to help the Palestinians. It wouldn't help us. At the end of the day, there is no shortcut to peace. You have to sit down and negotiate it face to face. And here we're at the table. We're waiting for the Palestinians to join us, and they're not doing sort of an end run to the General Assembly or the Security Council. I don't see where it's going to gain any benefit. There are issues of vital mutual importance to Israel and the Palestinians: communications, transportations, commerce, security, that can only be negotiated face to face and not dictated by some fiat from the UN.
Well, if we've reached this impasse with one side saying they won't go to the table without a condition from the other side, I mean, how do you break this impasse?
Well, I think by making it very clear to the side that doesn't want to sit down that not sitting down is not an option. That peace, and we understand that peace is an interest not only of Israel and the Palestinians, but also of the United States, that the United States and countries that care about peace make it very clear to the Palestinians that they are expected to sit at that table and that they should not leave the table every time something doesn't find their favor. There are many things about the Palestinians that we are not happy with. We don't like the fact that half the Palestinian people are under the control of Hamas. We don't like the fact that the Palestinians don't disband refugee camps, which would indicate to us they're serious about peace. All of these things we hope will be resolved in the course of negotiations, but we don't couch them as preconditions. We don't say to the Palestinians, if you don't do this, we're not going to sit with you. And we want them to do the same thing with us. And especially, it's just like the mutual recognition about a Jewish state and a Palestinian state. We would like the Palestinians to reciprocate. We're at the table. We say to them, come join us. Don't make excuses for not coming.
But the excuses are being made. And this is a very critical juncture in the process. Some analysts say that if the Israelis and Palestinians miss the boat this time, it might be years before they get an opportunity again. Can the region maintain this status quo? Can it go through another 2-3 years without sitting down to talk?
I know I am not in the business of prophecy, though I represent a country that's sort of famous for it. I would hope not. I would hope not, and I hope we can move swiftly. The Prime Minister has talked about a single year that he believes that if the Palestinians will sit with him seriously, he believes they can reach a peace treaty in that time. And he's deeply committed to this process. And I think we're all tired of the conflict. We all want peace. And we think we know how to get there.
Ambassador Michael Oren, thank you so much for talking
Great
with
pleasure.
Us today.
Thank you, Cicely.
Take
Bye.
Care.